Hello my people, welcome, Sophie B here. Bob Marley in the place. Okay, my people, have a little Bob Marley in the background. Yeah, love our Bob Marley. Love our Bob Marley. So the topic for the night is basically, why is it that my people cannot get what belongs to them, which is their land in Jamaica, but yet outsiders can come to Jamaica and the government of Jamaica can give them any amount of land they want. Yet what belongs to us is a problem getting it. Member of Parliament, I need you guys to answer that one. Yeah. And why would Clarendon people vote for another Pernell Charles? Pernell Charles been in office so long, since I was a kid. Pernell Charles is probably 90 years old, 89 years old, something in that range, right? And then we supposed to vote for your son to come back in and do the same thing. There's not even water in Muckle. There's no water. There's no water system up that side. There's no water. Water is life. Water is life. And they mined up there. Yet we have no water. People have to get drums. They have to get, you know, they make tanks as if that's supposed to supply the whole Muckle. That's supposed to supply the whole community. Yet the people don't have to walk to go get the water. So it's like our people is in bandage. Our people is enslaved by these people. Yet they don't have to carry any water. They don't ever have to carry a bucket of water. They don't know what it's like in 2019 for Muckle people have to send their kids to go get some water and walk and bring it back. They don't know what it's like. I've lived it. I went up to Muckle and I stayed where my grandfather, where they built that house of my grandfather. I stayed in that house because I wanted to experience all of it. You can't tell your truth unless you lived it. And I lived it. I live in it. Yeah, I live in it. So I'm telling you from experience. I am not a JLP. I am not a PNP. I am an activist. Yes, I'm an activist. I'm an activist. I am for human rights. Human rights, okay? I know about bonds. I know about shares. I know about stocks. I know it all. And I know wrong when I see wrong. And what you guys are doing is wrong. What you did to Clarendon people is wrong. There's no justice. No justice system that could give you guys right for that. None whatsoever. None. There's no justice system in this world that could give y'all right for holding on to someone land title for 30 years. None whatsoever. And we're going to continue fighting this fight. It's not over. It's not over until each and every one of my people in Clarendon get their title. You hear me? It's not over. And if you guys kill me today, kill me tomorrow, guess what? It's going to go on because I'm going to make sure my people carry it out. Carry out the fact that we are enslaved by our own. Our own put us in bondage while they sit up and drink up their big lavish lifestyle and their $100,000 American dollar cake and this and that and lavish lifestyle as on the backs of the poor people. On the backs of poor people. Yes, on the backs of poor people. Let me tell y'all something. Consider this, it's a cake. And we all can have a piece of that cake. But I feel like the government decided that, you know what? The cake can only be shared between me and my people around me. The cake can't share for everybody. The cake has to be shared just for me and my people. Just for, you might have a 500. Okay, Jamaica is what? Almost 3 million people. Guess what? The cake cannot share, according to them. The cake can't share. Well, I believe the cake can share. We want what belongs to us. And we're not going to stop this fight. Not going to stop this fight until we get what belongs to us. So you guys can put up this and put up that and how y'all doing this and how y'all doing this road and how y'all doing that road. We don't give two shit about what road you guys are doing and what the hell y'all gonna put up on y'all Facebook thing. Because at the end of the day, taxpayers' money are paying to do it, okay? So you guys stop acting as if you guys doing the Jamaica this big deal. It's no big deal. Roads are something that we supposed to have. So you guys in parliament, stop pretending like y'all doing some big favor to us. It's not a favor. It's a lifestyle. And we shouldn't have to sit and wait for damn roads. Roads supposed to be built so people could go to their goddamn house. Okay? Y'all always want to broadcast, oh, we're getting this road done. We're getting this thing done. We're getting some water around this area. We're going to give them some drums. Really? Really? When some of y'all houses have $1 million paintings, $5 million paintings sit up in your house. Yet the people them cannot even have running water. Are you serious? This is what Jamaica is? This is what my people have to live with? No, it's wrong. And wrong is wrong. You can't get right for wrong on a wrong. You know, I was having a discussion. I'm back, Sophie B, back in the place. I was having a discussion with some people around the area in Muckle, and someone said something to me that if you cut me, then when he said it, you wouldn't see any blood. Now they said a certain member of parliament said that Muckle people don't know nothing. Most of Muckle people can't read, so they don't know nothing. And you can't just give them one drink, I want $500, and them good. That was a statement that come out of their mouth. That person from member of parliament mouth. When they told me that, if you cut me, you couldn't see any blood. The rage in me was like, no. No more. No more. Stop taking my Muckle people for idiots. I am from Muckle. Sophia Brown. I am from Muckle. I was born in Richmond Park. Richmond Park, Muckle. That's where I was born. I went to Stroughton to live for a little while. Then I went to Foga. And I leave from Foga and went overseas. So yes, I am a Jamaican. I was born in Jamaica. I never gave up citizenship of my island. Never. And I could have. Because when I went overseas, I went over and within 1 year, I was a permanent resident. Back then, in the 80s, you get permanent residency ASAP. It wasn't no long wait. So let me tell you guys, I am a Jamaican. I know what it's like. I see I see the whole walk of life and I see corruption. And when I see corruption, I speak on it. I was in the NAACP since I was 13 years old. I was in the NAACP, National Association of the Advancement of Colored People. Thanks to Miss D, the woman that raised me to stand up for what is right. Eula Dotson, she raised me to stand up to believe in what is right and what is right for my people. I want to know why the Chinese can come to Jamaica and get land. And my grandfather, who is 104 years old, been sitting waiting for his title after he gave you guys his land title. And you guys relocate him. No, he's sitting waiting for his title. He can't get you. You guys hold on to his title along with over 50, 60, 70, 80, whatever amount of family, because it just keep rolling in. This thing getting bigger and bigger of all the people them that you guys holding on to their title. As if you guys want us to continue to be slave. I am not a slave. And I will never be a slave to a white man. You hear me? Never be a slave to a white man. Let me tell you a little backstory about me. I used to work at the Sheraton Hotel in Hartford, Connecticut. Okay? And by working at the Sheraton Hotel, you know, I had a guy that liked me. He liked me a lot. And he was married at the time. You know what I said to him? I said, listen, I'm nobody puppet. I am nobody slave. So you can come to me correct. If you're going to tell me that you're sleeping in your basement and nobody and you're not with your wife and this and that. Listen, I'm not telling you to leave your wife. I'm just telling you straight up, make some moves. because I'm not going to be your side piece. I will never be your side piece because I don't believe that a white man should have any control over my life as if they're bigger than me, or any man for that matter, should have any control over what I do, what I say, and so on and so forth. Every person have a right to their life and how they live their life. And yes, he did have to do what he had to do to get in my life. So I say that to say that I just don't go for anything, and I'm not going to fall for just anything. And when I do things, I do it strategically. So member of parliament, when you come in, come correct. You can't come to Mucka and give us $500 no more and thinking that, you know, the vote is there. Only house slaves gonna fall for that. And I'm waking up my people. Yep, I'm waking them up. I'm waking up Mucka people, Clarendon people. I'm waking them up. I'm waking up Jamaica in one. I'm waking up everybody in Jamaica to the slackness. It's disrespectful, very disrespectful that you guys in parliament think it's okay to do this to poor people. And most of the people would not be so poor if they get what belongs to them. But what? You guys don't want that because you guys want them to continue to be obedient to you guys. We can't be obedient to nobody, no. Because guess what? One judge did tell me, say, I am a menace. And a menace because what? As a white man, he couldn't control my thoughts. He couldn't control what come out of my mouth. He couldn't control what I do. Because I felt like I can do what I want to do, just like he can do what he want to do. But what? He didn't like that. So therefore, I was a menace, right? Well, consider me a menace for my people. Consider me a menace for Clarendon people. I am not a JLP. I am not a PNP. I am an activist. Remember that. So you guys just can't come to me with anything and thinking it's okay.
Presence of my Lord, my head goes.
Okay, people, Sophie B, I'm gonna go out for the night. Just a little footnote. We said change. My people in Jamaica, we say change. We say change. Not only just change as in, you know, we need change in the system itself. We need change in the sense of humanity. We need change. Jamaica is corrupt because the majority are not getting their work, what they work for. They're not getting what they work for. And it's not that the money is not there to pay them. The money is there to pay them. But why? But what? The bigger heads are taking more than their share. So therefore, they can't pay who needs to get paid correctly. Like the police officers, them, the teachers, them, the nurses, them. Why you think in the hospitals, in the hospitals, the people them are like, they don't care. They don't care about their jobs because what? I went to a local hospital when I had my stroke. It was 1 o'clock at night. I had the stroke. Actually, it was at 12 something. I went to the hospital at 1 o'clock, 1:20. I check out at 2:30 in the evening. The next day in the same day, obviously, because it was in the morning, a.m. that I went in. 1 something in the morning. I checked myself out at 3:30 in the evening. And on that entire shift, it was only one doctor. Excuse me. Something in the ear. It was only one doctor on call. And I'm talking about from the time I got in. There was no doctor when I got in from that 1 o'clock. There was no doctor on call at that time. The doctor did not come in until in the morning. The doctor didn't come in until around 11 o'clock. So you guys make it make sense. If the doctor is not getting paid properly, what's going to happen? The doctors decided that, no, this is too much. This is an overload. This is outrageous. Eventually, they're going to leave. They're going to go to the U.S. where they only have to work certain hours and they go home. The only difference with that going overseas is sometimes they don't want to, you know, they're not used to the winter. So therefore, you know, they probably have to go to somewhere like, you know, Florida or, you know, California, you know, for the warm weather. But how much doctors can actually go over there and get a job? Just like that. Yes, you're going to have those that are high ranking that can get a job like that. But, you know, for the younger ones, they can't. But they're going to try. The nurses, it's easier for the nurses them to get jobs. So the nurses them, as soon as they get, you know, a little status, they leave. They leave because they're not being paid properly. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous and it's sad. Jamaica have the resources. They need to stop telling people they don't have the resources. Jamaica have the resources, but the higher heads are taking more than their damn share. So if you're taking more than your share, how can there be money in the bank to pay who needs to get paid? The police, them are out there doing their job and they're not getting paid. So therefore, they have to stop a car and ask for lunch money. Because by the time in a month come and they get their little paycheck, guess what? It's already done because they have bills. They got this one bag of bills they have to pay. They have to pay for gas to get back and forth. Come on. We can do better. We can do a hell of a lot better. We need a change. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of sitting in it. And I've only been in it for 5 years. And I'm tired. Are you serious? No, man. My generation, them, my mother and my grandfather, them did have too much patience, we don't know. Too much patience. Because we say change, and if we know say change, if we ask you for something and we know say it there, and on the side say not giving it to us, we're gonna take it. And it doesn't mean that we're gonna take it with no guns. No, we're not, and we're not gonna take it with no knife. There is more than one way to skin a cat. There is more than one way to skin a cat. Remember that, members of parliament. Is more than one way to skin a cat. So remember that. Not everybody is laughing. Not everybody is playing. Not everybody is going to sit back and say, okay. Remember, we're smarter. I went to school for computer business. We are social media savvy. Okay? Meaning that I could be a savage if I want to be a savage. If that's where y'all going to put me, if that's where it's going to lead for you guys to wake up and said, listen, this girl been asking for her grandfather title. And she also want 30 years of money for what you guys hold on to the people them title for. I mean, I want nothing less. I mean, I want nothing more. I want 30 years of how long you guys been holding on to the title for his land. Yes. That's what we want, the title. And I want all of Moko people to get their title, not just my grandfather, all of them. Because I'm not selfish like you guys. I don't just look out for me. I look out for everybody. And if most of our people was doing that, it would be a better country. It would be a better little island that we live on. You guys call Moko people idiot. Guess what? They're not idiot. They're just soft-hearted. And it's nothing wrong with being soft-hearted. It's nothing wrong with being a giver. If most of you guys were like that, the country would run way better. If most of you guys look at how we look at things. You go to Moko and you ask somebody for something to cook. Because you're there, me a pen. You think so they might give you two banana? You think so they might give you three-finger banana? Rotted. They might give, they might cut down the whole tree. Carry come give you. And they might go and go dig yam. And they might give you a big bag of yam. And they might give you pepper. They might give you everything there is for you to cook that pot. So Moko people are good people. But what? You guys class them as being idiots. They're not idiots. Even the ones that cannot read, they're not idiots. Because some of the smartest, savviest people can't read. They can't read. But they smart in other ways. They street smart. And someone who is street smart, trust me, you can't go around them. And you can only go around them for but so long. You can only go around them for but so long. So because Moko people decide not to fight you guys for their title, then they are idiots, right? Well, the idiot them stop. No. Them stop. No more. No more. And like I said, I have a few more interviews to go with the international media, and we're going strong. So I suggest you guys rattle up and let's go, because we're ready.
Deliver us from sin. I'll tap the mountain.
Okay, guys, I'm out. You guys have a good night. Or whenever you guys listen to it. Peace out. Peace and love.